Welcome back to the Below Average Joe's MMA show. On today's episode, we talk Bellator Belfast, the very first Bellator Champion Series card going down in Northern Ireland, where we will see two championship fights and a guaranteed number one contender fight. We're going to get into all of that action and discuss UFC Vegas 89, headlined by Amanda Ribas and Rose Namajunas in the women's flyweight division. It's a doubleheader, Friday Bellator, Corey Anderson versus Carl Moore for the vacant light heavyweight title, Patricio Pitbull defending his featherweight title versus Jeremy Kennedy. And on Saturday, the UFC is back for another fight night in the Apex, but at least next week, they're heading to the East Coast to Atlantic City, New Jersey. But we'll worry about that when the time comes. We focus first Saturday night in Las Vegas, but we'll start across the pond in Ireland. Bellator Belfast kicks off the Bellator Champions Series. The Bellator Champions Series begins this weekend on Friday with a new home, first and foremost, on HBO Max, formerly known as, I should say, now known as Max. All of the Bellator events for 2024 will be broadcasted on there, including the first one, Bellator Belfast, going down in Northern Ireland. We have two championship fights and a guaranteed number one contender fight. The Bellator Champion Series, where a title fight, at least one, is guaranteed on all eight events throughout the year. And it starts on Friday with the light heavyweight division's vacant championship, and then the featherweight title is up for grabs in the co-main event. The 34-year-old, 15-fight UFC veteran will look to become champion in Bellator this Friday, Corey Overtime Anderson. The only loss for Anderson inside the Bellator cage was to the former champion, Vadim Nemkov. He has vacated the light heavyweight title. He has moved to the heavyweight division, and we saw him compete in the very first PFL versus Bellator card, where he got a victory over former PFL champion Bruno Capoloza. But outside of that lone defeat in Bellator, Corey Anderson has looked great, including victories over Phil Davis and Ryan Bader, another former Bellator champion. And let's not forget the no contest in the very first matchup that he had with Vadim Nemkov, because it looked like Corey was on his way to getting a victory before an accidental head clash caused the fight to end in a no contest. But now he will look to right the ship and become a major promotional MMA world champion. He didn't get to do it in the UFC. He was always close. He was always a relevant top 10 contender, but never rose to the occasion quite enough inside the UFC cage. But now Corey Anderson can make it all right by becoming a Bellator light heavyweight champion. To do so, he'll have to take out the undefeated in Bellator, Carl Moore from Belfast, Ireland. After numerous fights in the Cage Warriors organization, a very prominent international promotion, Carl Moore entered the Bellator cage in 2019 for the first time and has tallied off a 4-0 perfect record inside the promotion. He had a near 3-year to the day layoff between his first fight in September of 2019 and his second fight in Bellator in 2022, but he did remain active last year, getting two victories in 2023, including a top 10 victory over Alex Pelosi. The 32-year-old will look to get the job done over the UFC veteran and now Bellator veteran Corey Anderson, pick up the biggest win of his career, and become a Bellator champion. And in the co-main event, we have what many people believe to be the face of Bellator, Patricio Pitbull, taking on Jeremy Kennedy. Pitbull will look to defend his 145-pound throne. Pitbull has fought for Bellator for nearly 14 years, dating back to April of 2010, the most seasoned veteran that they have ever had, and that is why he is the face of their promotion. And honestly, it feels like he has been for quite some time. The 36-year-old Pitbull has been a featherweight world champion prior to his current stint. He's been a lightweight champion. He's went down to 135 pounds to try and become a three-weight world champion. Sergio Pettis did halt those desires, and as a matter of fact, started a losing streak for Pitbull, as he did lose in the Bellator versus Ryzen co-promoted event last July as well. He got knocked out in the first round. So Pitbull's last victory actually came December 31st of 2022, nearly a year and a half since he last tasted victory. And that could be a reason why he is the betting underdog against Jeremy Kennedy, the rising number one contender. The 31-year-old Canadian Kennedy is actually not only a four-fight UFC veteran, and by the way, he went 3-1 in the promotion with the only loss coming to featherweight great Alexander Volkanovski. He also competed in the 2019 season of the PFL. And now with five Bellator fights under his belt dating back to November of 2020, he has amassed a record of 4-1 in the promotion with the only loss coming to Adam Borich back in April of 2021. Since then, he's rallied off three straight victories over Emmanuel Sanchez, Aaron Pico, and Pedro Carvalho. These two have combined for 65 professional fights. Both are ultra well-rounded and have a vast skill set in the cage. And that is probably why the odds are so close. But again, it has to be said that the Patricio Pitbull, the current champion, the multiple weight class world champion, the face of the Bellator promotion, is coming into this fight as the betting underdog. I may be sniffing out an underdog bet on the bet slip this coming weekend. And as I mentioned off the top, the featured bout of the evening is between Fabian Edwards, brother of the UFC welterweight champion Leon Edwards. He will be taking on Aaron Jeffrey. The winner is guaranteed a shot at the champion Johnny Eblen when he is ready to come back from recovering from his bout in the PFL versus Bellator card versus Impa Kasanganai. Fabian Edwards has been a prominent name in the Bellator middleweight division for 5 years now, dating back to February of 2019. He has got a record of 7-3 within the promotion, with prominent victories over Lyoto Machida, Yegard Mousasi, and Charlie Ward, and some notable losses as well. He lost to Austin Vanderford at the time when Vanderford looked to be the next big up-and-comer in the promotion and was undefeated. And his other loss was to the champion, Johnny Eblen. That was in September of 2023. Eblen had the biggest performance of his career, where he finished Edwards 21 seconds into the third round. Prior to that, Edwards had rallied off three straight victories, and he will look to make it 4 out of 5 and earn a second crack at Johnny Eblen's title. To do that, he'll have to go through the 31-year-old from Canada, 14-4, Aaron Jeffrey. In October of 2020, Aaron Jeffrey beat current UFC middleweight Andre Petroski, then went on to Cage Fury Fighting Championship to become their champion. So after those two very prominent wins on the regional scene, he got a crack on Dana White's Contender Series against now ranked top 15 middleweight Caio Bohio. He lost that fight on DWCS in the fall of 2021, but has now won 4 of his last 5 fights and amassed a record of 3-1 inside the Bellator cage. The only loss coming to John Salter. He's beaten Dalton Rosa, Austin Vanderford, and Fabio Aguirre. So we could get a fresh face and a fresh matchup for the current champion and undefeated Johnny Eblen, or we could see the more prominent name and the guy that's been around for much longer in Bellator, Fabian Edwards, get his second crack at that title. Either way, we're in for a fun championship fight, number one contendership spot on the line. And throughout the rest of the Bellator Belfast card, there are not a ton of necessarily big-name ranked fighters throughout the promotion, but a ton of European talent and a lot of guys that have a lot of hype, including an undefeated Ciarán Clarke will be fighting. James Gallagher will also be taking on Leandro Higo during this card, and that could be a very prominent fight. It's in the featherweight division, and it is of importance because the championship at the 145-pound weight class is being defended the very same night. And now that we are done discussing Bellator Belfast, let's jump back over to the States, where we head to Las Vegas in the flyweight division, where the top 10 ranked Amanda Ribas will be taking on the former women's strawweight champion Rose Namajunas in what will be her second fight in the 125-pound division. She looks to right the ship and hop in to the rankings. Amanda Ribas entered the UFC in June of 2019 and started her UFC tenure 4-0, 4 straight victories, 2 submissions, and 2 decisions. That fourth victory of that win streak came on Fight Island against the biggest named opponent yet in Paige VanZant, where she submitted her with an armbar. And funny enough, that did come in the 125-pound division, where we see her fighting still nearly 4 years later. But ever since that night when she rallied off her fourth straight UFC victory, she has lost, won, lost, won, lost, won. Her most recent victory came in November of 2023 in a comeback third-round knockout victory over Luana Pinheiro. It started with a spinning wheel kick. She finished it with strikes, and that was in the strawweight division, 115 pounds. So in the strawweight division, the 115-pound weight class, Amanda Ribas has a master record of 5-1 in the UFC. But when she bumps up the 10 pounds to 125, she's 2-2. The victory from July of 2020 against Paige VanZant and a victory over Viviane Araújo last March. And the two losses at the weight class are to two top 10 opponents, and right now they're top five, as a matter of fact. Caitlin Chookagian, formerly known as, now known as Caitlin Cerminara, and Macy Barber. Her fight with Macy Barber was one of the best women's fights of 2023. It did end 3 minutes and 42 seconds into the second round. Macy Barber tallied off her fifth straight victory in that fight and has since won a sixth in a row against Caitlin Cerminara that we just saw at UFC 299. So by no means is she fighting, you know, no-name fighters, if you will, in the 125-pound division and losing. She's beaten a top-ranked opponent. She's lost to two top-ranked opponents. But now she's fighting a former world champion in Rose Namajunas. The former two-time strawweight champion of the world, Thug Rose Namajunas, will look to have her second fight in the 125-pound division. And if she can get a win against a top-10-ranked opponent in Ribas, she looks to challenge for a title by the end of the year. Rose enters this fight on a two-fight losing streak. We go back to May of 2022 in one of the worst fights in UFC history, where she lost her strawweight title, the second reign of her strawweight title, to Carla Esparza. We have, of course, seen Carla go on to lose that title to Zhang Weili. Zhang Weili has defended once against Amanda Lemos and will be defending for the second time against Yan Xiaonan here in a few weeks at UFC 300. Rose took a near year and a half long hiatus after that title fight loss and came back in September of 2023 in Paris against a very strong rising contender in Manon Fiore, who's fighting next week, as a matter of fact, against Aaron Blanchfield in what seems to be a pretty much guaranteed number one contender fight. And how did Manon get to that number one contender fight? Well, she beat the former two-time strawweight champion, Rose Namajunas, over the course of 15 minutes in a decision victory for Fiore in her home country of France. So Rose Namajunas has not won a fight since November of 2021 when she beat Zhang Weili via split decision in a title defense. And after hearing her throughout media day this week, it seems that she's pretty dead set on remaining at 125. She feels now at 31 years old, she's not getting any younger. The weight cuts are not getting any easier. She has her sights set now on becoming a permanent addition to this flyweight division and making a run toward the title. She said in an ideal world, she becomes a two-weight world champion, meaning not simultaneously. She had to clear that up in the press conference, but it would be her second title in a second weight class. And I've got to say, on paper, it is hard for me to envision a world where Rose Namajunas loses this fight. She has exceeded the more than 2-1 favorite spot on the betting line for this fight now. And it's just weird. You never really know which version of Rose you're going to get, because at times she's the best fighter on the planet and maybe of all time. And then at other times, like the fight with Carla Esparza, she doesn't really give you much to base anything off of. Her fight with Manon Fiore was a relatively good back and forth scrap, but it seemed that if she was going to stand the complete entirety of the fight with Manon, she would inevitably get outpointed by someone who was much larger than her in that cage. To add on top of that loss, Rose also broke or dislocated a pinky in that fight. It was pretty rough. So she is coming back here fully 100% healthy, feeling good mentally and physically. And she's going to need all of that, because Amanda Ribas is about as tough as they come in any women's division. Rose is a fantastic fighter that is ultra well-rounded. We've seen her get amazing knockouts over Joanna Jędrzejczyk, over Zhang Weili. We've seen her utilize grappling, like in her second fight with Zhang Weili, in order to get victories. So it seems as if she is just the more polished fighter, the more well-rounded fighter in this bout. But Amanda Ribas continues to get better and better in the stand-up side of her game, and she is an ace on the ground when it comes to her offensive skills and jiu-jitsu. We saw her go toe-to-toe with Caitlin Serminar in a fight that ended in a split decision where you could have argued she beat Caitlin in that fight, and with Macy Barber, they went tit-for-tat until someone was going to have to just go down in that fight. And then her other loss in the UFC at 115 pounds, she did get outclassed on the feet by Marina Rodriguez and got knocked out essentially two times in that fight. But that was over 3 years ago now. She has made clear improvements in her game, but will the improvements be enough to take down a former champion in Rose Namajunas? And if she can do that, she again is literally a top 10 fighter in both weight classes. I'm talking Ribas here. I personally feel that she has a higher ceiling at 115 pounds, but she seems to not have an issue going back and forth between each. Whichever fights come along are the fights that she's willing to take to climb her way up the ranks of both weight classes. Her most recent fight that we saw in November against Pinheiro, as I said, she had to come back in the third round to win that fight. That was a fight that she was going to lose. Now, Pinheiro is a top 15 ranked opponent in 115 pound division, but I, of course, would not hold her to the same regard that I would Rose Namajunas. So if she was losing that fight, how can she fare here with Rose, and especially when you're adding in the extra 10 minutes, the fourth and fifth rounds? We've seen Rose go the distance in these 25-minute bouts multiple times, and not only do it, but do it and get a victory in the aftermath of it. She has more paths, at least on paper, going into this fight. It's just a matter of what version of Rose do we see. I'm not ruling out a possibility of me taking a chance on Ribas here. After all, she's the happiest fighter in UFC history. And I'll touch on some quick hitters here throughout the rest of the UFC Vegas 89 card as well before we get on out of here. Justin Taffa will be fighting this weekend, at least as of Thursday evening when I'm recording this. Just a few weeks ago, he was scheduled to fight, fell through the day before, and then his brother Junior stepped in to take his spot. Justin has bounced back from whatever injury happened in the locker rooms that day, and he'll be taking on Carl Williams in the co-main event. One of those weird heavyweight fights that somehow gets a high-profile spot on a fight night card. It's what happens. A very intriguing bout goes down in the middleweight division between AJ Dobson and Edmund Shahbazyan. The MMA community's fight of the week, the people's main event, Peyton Talbot and Cameron Simon. Peyton Talbot is 7-0. Cameron Simon is 9-1. His most recent and only loss was to Christian Rodriguez, who he had just seen last week take the perfect record of his third straight opponent. So Cameron looks to bounce back. Peyton looks to continue a perfect resume. The community is split right down the middle on this fight, and the odds just keep going back and forth. Billy Quarantillo is taking on a short-notice replacement in Yusuf Zalal. This will be the re-debut of Zalal in what will be his second stint in the UFC. Billy Q, always in fun fights. I very much look forward to seeing that scrap. And throughout the remainder of the card, we have a few different Dana White Contender Series alum, some debuting, some getting their second, third, fourth fight in the UFC, and a couple of Ultimate Fighter alum as well. And one low-key banger on those prelims, Ricardo Ramos and Juliana Rosa. Don't blink for that fight at 145 pounds. I look for that to be very fun if I had to pick one fight that really stands out to me on the prelims of this fight night. So it's not the craziest fight night ever. We're in that in-between of UFC 299 and UFC 300, but fights are fights, and we get them back-to-back. Friday night, Bellator. Saturday night, UFC. And that's it for UFC Vegas 89. That's it for Bellator Belfast. And that is it for this episode of the show. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, be sure to let me know your thoughts on this episode, your predictions for all the fights going down this weekend. Be sure to follow and rate the show if you're listening on audio, as that helps the show grow. Subscribe to the YouTube channel and follow and join the community on social media at the BAJ MMA. Enjoy the fights this weekend. Enjoy your weekend just in general. I know March Madness is going down, so we got MMA, we got basketball, everything in between. And I'll catch you on Monday for the recap episode.